If the blood spilled onto the floor directly from the neck of the animal without having put into a keli, and the kohen then gathered it up, it's puzzle. Zok the Gemara Brisa says, the pasuk says, this teaches that the kohen must take from the lifeblood of the animal, not from the blood of the skin or the blood after the lifeblood. Further, when the pasuk says, it should be understood as saying, dam me hapar. He has to get the blood directly from the neck of the animal. The Gemara explains, midam hapar can't be understood the way it's written, because that would be teaching midam, from, but you don't need all the blood. But it can't be, because the name Rava said that the pasuk says, he has kol doma yishbich. That teaches that it has to be all the blood. Rather, the Brisa is to be understood as explained above, and the Tana holds that when you're allowed to add and take away letters, then darshan are that way. In fact, the pasuk of yes kol doma yishbich refers to the pouring of the leftover blood onto the base of the mizbech, not the blood of that's put onto the corners of the mizbech. If so, how can he say that it refers to the Kabbalah? And for the Gemara, it can't mean that all the blood has to be poured onto the base, because some of the blood was already poured onto the corners of the mizbech. Therefore, it can't be understood as referring to leftover blood, and should be instead be understood as referring to the Kabbalah. Yehuda named Shmuel said, when shechting a carbon, the knife must be raised after the shechita so that the blood does not go from the knife into the keli, because the pasuk of Midam HaPor teaches the blood has to come straight from the animal, not having come from something else. How do we clean the knife from the blood before using it again? Sabaya said, the kohen wipes it, or whoever it is who did the shechita, wipes it on the rim of the keli used for the Kabbalah. Rav Chisda named Rav Yehuda Abba said, when the shechita is being done, he has to put the vridin, which means the two main blood vessels, he has to put it over the keli so that the blood flows directly into the keli. Rav Asi named Rav Yochanan, he said a similar ruling as well. If during the Kabbalah the bottom of the keli broke open before the blood reached the airspace inside the keli, but after it reached the airspace above the keli, what's the halacha? Do we say that the airspace above a place where something will not eventually actually land, is that considered to be like it's landed? It's munach or not? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, a braisa requiring collecting water for use of the Parah Aduma says that if the water is flowing from a high place and into the keli without the machshav, without the intent to make it kaddish for this purpose, the water in the keli and in the airspace above the keli is possible. We see that the water in the airspace above the keli is considered as if it's already resting in the keli. Rav Asi is regarding a case where it will not eventually actually land in the keli. And here Rabbi Yochanan answers him from a case where it eventually will come to land in the keli. It's a different answer to a different question. And tomorrow Rav Asi actually asked about both cases, Rabbi Yochanan answered one of the questions. Rabbi Yosef, that was Taka, his version of the question and answer. Rav Kahana had a different version of the question and answer. He said the question was regarding the water above the keli in the case of Parah Aduma, and the answer was therefore directly on point. Rabbi said the question was regarding the water for the Parah Aduma, and the answer was from the case of the vridin and the blood in the airspace above the keli. Says if someone helps to direct the flow of the water for the Parah Aduma by using his hand or his foot or vegetable leaves, the water becomes puzzle. If you use the leaves of reeds or of nuts, it's kosher. The rule is anything that's mekabel tuma, it makes it puzzle. Anything that's not mekabel tuma, if that's used, it's kosher. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosef bar Abba explains that the pasuk says yihi yatar, which teaches that it has to flow only using things which can't even become tameh. Chiyah Ba'aba, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said that we see from here that the airspace above a keli has the status of a keli itself. Because if not, then when the water runs off his hands into the airspace above the keli, the water should again become kosher. From the fact that it remains possible, this shows that since it went from his hand directly into the airspace, it's as if it went from his hand directly into the keli, and that's why it's possible. Reb Zeira asked Chiyah Ba'aba, maybe the case is that the water drip from his hand into the keli without even entering the airspace, and that's why it's puzzle. He answered, that can't be, because the Brisa says that when that he put his hand there so that the water passed over the keli, which means that it went into the airspace. Chiba Abba Neim Rabbi Yochanan also said, the Mishnah was taught based on the testimony of Rab Tzadik, who testified that when nut leaves were used to direct the flow of the water in an actual case, Rabbanan said it was kosher. Zakmar Vayter Rab Zeir Neim Rabbi Yochanan said, if someone shechted a par, then nicked its ear, and then did Kabbalah, it's possible. This is because the pasuk says, V'lokach midam par, which teaches that Kabbalah has to be done with the same par that's needed for the shechita, meaning without a mum. Furthermore, this provides a source for karbonis of kodshei kodshim. How do we know that it applies to kodshim kalam as well? If tomorrow, Rav said a brisa, says the pasuk regarding karbon pesach, which is kodshei kalam, says, se somim zohar ben shona, which teaches it has to be without a mum and within its first year at the time of the shechita. How do we know it has to remain that way at the time of the Kabbalah and the time of the halacha, the time of the zrika? The pasuk therefore says yihiyah, which teaches that the same is therefore for kodshim kalam. Abaye asked, Rav Yeshua says in a brisa with regard to all karbonis that were shechted and the meat or chelev was destroyed or became tameh, as long as there's at least a kezayis that remains, we do the zrika and the carbon is caught. Now, this obviously means that the animal became a bal mum after the shechita, which means that the previous brisa means that the pesach must be in its first year for all other voidus, but not that it has to be without a mum. If so, we have no basis specific kachay kalam. Instead, we would learn from kachay kachim. In fact, how can it be that at the time of the shechita it's within its first year, but at the time of the halacha or zrika, it's beyond his first year. Rava said, we see from over here that we count hours actually to determine the age of an animal for a carbon. Said, if a carbon is in the azara but its legs are outside, and he then cuts off the legs and then shechted the animal, it's a kosher carbon. If he first shechted the animal and then cut off his legs, it's possible. If he cut off the legs before the shechita, it's ba'amum. How can it be kosher? Rather, what he said is that if after the shechita he cut off the legs and then did kabbalah, it's kosher. But if he did the kabbalah and then cut off the legs, it's possible. In fact, Rav Zera taught based on a pasuk that if the animal got a mum after the shechita and before the kabbalah, it's possible. And if the Rav Chisson of Avimi said, the person must cut the leg until the bone, and that way the blood from the legs will not be part of the kabbalah, and the animal also does not become a balmum from that. From the fact that he doesn't cut off the legs until after the kabbalah, it's possible, we learn that the blood of the limbs, meaning of the legs, are considered to be blood of the carbon, and that's why it becomes possible of a lefty azar. Fine. Anyway, the Gemara says, no, it's not a proof. It may be that it becomes usur because the fats in the legs, which are considered to be meat of the carbon, and they left the azar. Maybe this proves that meat of kachim kalim that left the azar before the rika is puzzle. Gemara said, no, maybe that Ravami was talking about kachay kadoshim.